Welcome to Million Dollar Spirit Business, the show where we take super profitable online business strategy and get it into the hands of the most heart-centered people like you who are creating mission-driven organizations and soul-inspired empires. I'm your host, Elena Ray. I'm a seven-figure business coach who bridges the worlds of the masculine business strategy that quantum leaps your bottom line and the feminine energetics that allow you to feel good as you do it. I live in Bali and have traveled the world running my online business since 2015. I left Wall Street and the corporate world back then and never looked back. And although I run a million-dollar business today doing what I love, it was a wild, windy road for me to get here. I'd love for the journey to be more abundant, easeful, fun, and straightforward for you. Every week, I'll be coaching one lucky entrepreneur on one particular challenge they're having inside their business. My desire is for you to have a front row seat to a real life mini transformation and to get clear, tangible takeaways that you can apply to problem solving and scaling your own business. Get out something to write with and let's dive into today's session. This is a fun episode. You are going to hear me coach Jamila on the question that she brings in, which was why her one-on-one is not as easy to sell as her group programs. And we really take a multi-pronged approach. We look at energy, we look at mindset, we look at some of the belief system that was reinforcing that. And we look at strategic messaging. That really is the moment in the episode where she has an aha moment about what's causing a little bit of misalignment or a little bit of difficulty in selling the one-to-one. And you are going to hear exactly what that is when you tune in. Enjoy. Welcome to the show, Jamila. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm super, super excited too.
So tell us a little bit about your business and what you do before we get started.
So I help female entrepreneurs dissolve deep-rooted money blocks so they can double their income whilst working half the time.
Amazing. Okay. And what do you want support on today's episode?
I think my thing is I'm great at like selling group programs and my energy's behind it. I know people sign up, but my real aim for the next 3 months is to really get more one-on-one clients. So I'm doing all the things, but I feel like it's not happening as easily or as fast.
Okay, so interesting. Well, let's unpack it and see what we uncover in the next 15 to 20 minutes or so. So tell me, what is different about selling a group program versus selling your one-on-one?
I think the time frame is definitely something. So like you have a launch period, you have like, you know, content mapped out, you have just that kind of time frame of like a close kind of time. I think it kind of wakes people up to, okay, I need to take action now rather than later. Whereas right now, when I'm just selling my one-on-one, it's like an ongoing thing. So there's no deadline.
Okay. So that's one thing you're noticing, that actually it sounds like your energy when you're in a group launch is really focused as well. And that maybe you really like that feeling of just, you know, rolling the thing out and you know there's a start and finish date. And you're noticing, huh, my one-on-one is evergreen. It's always open. So how do I create urgency for people to want to make a decision and hop into this container?
Yeah. And this feeling of like, I want to say it's not difficult, but I feel like I am making it difficult in some way or another. I can't really see how, but that there's a feeling of it's difficult for me to get one-on-one because the proof that I have is that groups just sell for me. Whereas one-on-one is very like very, very sporadic. It's usually people that have, it's like an upsell maybe sometimes from a group, from somebody from the group program. It's never someone just completely new. So it's almost like I'm limiting myself in some way.
Right. Well, that just sounds like a classic limiting belief of, oh, one-to-one is different somehow. It's harder to sell. And so then in your universe, you've created the reality where groups are easy to sell, but your one-on-one is sporadic. And then that belief just reinforces that reality. So that's funny. And it's just like, so interesting to look at that and go, oh, how human of me, right? Okay, I'm creating this situation. And so I want to address this with you on a couple of different layers. It's like one, the business strategy of how you might tweak how you're selling your one-on-one and actually the messaging around what is the urgency and is that
being, you know, just as a sidebar, I think urgency is this really like old school, old paradigm kind of way of doing marketing and sales. I actually, both of my masterminds are evergreen. So anyone can join really at any time. There's no urgency other than the fact that the messaging is so good and the offer is so good that people have this intrinsic internal sense of urgency. There's no closing date. There's no false. There's only three spots or something. They just feel like, I want this and I want to get started now. It's for my own good. It's for me to experience the results sooner and faster and more easeful and to feel supported. They're just ready for that. So that's one thing that we can talk about. And then the other thing is definitely just the mindset and energy of looking at this silly little limiting belief around that it's harder to sell one-on-one and shifting that. And I feel like you may be more sold on the value of your group programs at some level, or there might be something else where it's just like, you know how incredible they are. And there's just like, maybe just not quite that same level of like, I love this offer and I'm so excited to sell it for your one-on-one that can also be tweaked and looked at. How does that sound? Does that sound like the two kind of things that are going on?
Yeah, definitely about the strategy piece of adding that non-fear-based urgency into how I'm selling one-on-one. And yeah, there's definitely this thing, because my one-on-one is so personalized to the individual and there's no like step A, step B, step C. Like it's not linear. It can be all over the place because of who comes to me, because it's so personalized to them. Like there's a main overarching kind of method, my methodology, which is the flow method, which is all about finding and uncovering their money traumas, their money blocks from ancestral patterns, releasing them, and then rewiring themselves to new patterns with money and becoming, just literally becoming a money magnet and becoming a money queen. But all of those, they kind of intertwine with each other. So I think there's that feeling of, for me, it's not just like a piece of paper saying we're going to do this in the first session, this in the second session, this in the second, third session. And because of that, I kind of feel maybe not as sold.
Yep. Great. So this is what I would have you do even after the session is just really sit with, where am I not 1,000% sold on why this is the most incredible offer? And sometimes with one-on-one, what I see in the industry is people have a tendency to create programs that are just like that 3-month program, and it's, you know, like 3 sessions a month, and it's kind of like all the same thing, and it's just one-on-one and Voxer. And so I would just be curious if there's a way that you want to even innovate in your one-on-one to make it more of a fun experience, or really personalize it for people, or really make them feel like they're getting this intimate white glove type of service with you. And, you know, just even sit with that. Because sometimes if you're just selling like the cookie cutter one-on-one, you're not even that interested in delivering it, maybe.
Yeah, that is what it's like. It's not a cookie cutter. It's literally so personalized, like how you said. Like what I do with one client in the first session might not be exactly what I do with another client in the first session. It's like so tailor-made to what they need.
So is that an obstacle for you, or is that a selling point?
It's a selling point, but then I feel like it makes me uneasy as well. I just feel a sense of uneasiness because not everybody's going to get the exact same results, and not everybody's going to come for the exact, you know, intricate same things.
Okay, here we go. We're getting to it. Because if there is that deeper level of subconscious dis-ease with the program at any level, spirit will just be like, okay, we're going to send the people elsewhere because Jamila's not 1,000% sure that she can hold them or that they're going to get the results or get the value. So what I heard you say was that you're questioning, perhaps at some level, if the clients in one-on-one are going to get the same results or get good results, because in your group program, it sounds like you take them through this, like, you know, what's going to happen in every session. And it's so mapped out that it's more predictable in a way of what people are going to get out of the program. And then one-on-one, it's like, what's going to happen? What are their results going to be? Because it's just us flowing in this experience.
I know they're going to get epic results. I'm sold on that. But everyone's results aren't going to be the same. That's the kind of bit that makes me feel, But like, for example, some people might need so many of the sessions just in releasing, you know, layers and layers and layers of old paradigms around money and around trauma with money. And for other people, it might be just more really tapping into the feminine essence of money and receiving money. So it's like they're working on different things at different degrees with my one-on-one.
Right, of course. Every one-on-one is going to have that. I mean, some people come to me for, you know, building the seven-figure business model, and then other people are coming in for messaging, and other people come in for sales coaching. So in every niche, we have that variation with one-on-one. I'm just curious around like what's causing that to be an obstacle for you in selling it.
I'm not sure.
What was coming up as you were sharing earlier, actually through the whole time that we've been talking so far, is this idea that sometimes we think that I'll call it like the X factor. We have like an element of our business that we think is preventative of us acquiring clients, or is, you know, for example, I had someone that I worked with who was a health coach, and he was a man, and he was very sensitive, and he had a different body type. He wasn't like, you know, super ripped and, you know, chugging protein shakes. And he thought, you know, that was his X factor. And he thought, well, this is going to make it hard for me to be a health coach because I don't look like the other guys. And I'm like more in my, like, there's a feminine essence to the way that I'm coaching in. And I was like, this is exactly the thing that people actually want from you. This is the thing that's going to make you stand out in the market and be good. So I would just get curious for you to go away from this conversation and go, what is the thing that I'm telling myself is an obstacle to me selling this, that's actually the reason that it's going to fly off the shelves, and see what comes up. I don't know, but I'm getting that message for you.
I love that.
And I think I'm just hearing a messaging issue, actually, both with the, like, how do I message it so that it's, you know, there's no fake urgency and it is open all the time. So how do I narrow in on a compelling message that will get people to take action now for themselves? And because you have the niche clear, but within that niche and within the money work and that transformation, people will have variation in what they're walking away with in some ways, that's also a messaging challenge of like how you're communicating the value of the one-on-one when it's going to mean a little bit of something different to different people. So tell me about the messaging that you have right now for the program. Besides, like, I'm hearing it's you know, money mindset, you know, helping people to erase like ancestral ties or energetic baggage around their financial freedom. And that involves things like, you know, mindset and energy and perhaps business strategy. But tell me your message right now. And by the way, the messages should be like, you know, 2 to 3 sentences that will get me to understand the program.
So I'm helping female entrepreneurs quantum leap their businesses so they can feel free with money and any investment they want to make. And the way I do that is with the flow method that I've created. And with that flow method, we're dissolving deep rooted money blocks so they can double their income and work half the time.
So what feels like not as compelling or not as clear about your messaging or the way that you're using that in your content, for example, because it sounds crystal clear to me. I'm like, of course there's going to be variation in that, but it sounds like there may not be the clarity on your side. And so if it's not clear with you, then even if the words make sense, it's not going to resonate as clear for the audience. Yeah. Where do you think that gap is right now?
It's kind of strange because I kind of did feel really good with it. And then maybe that this is now like coming up just the past couple of days where the double your income part, there's maybe not as much integrity there.
Beautiful. That's like, that could be it. That could be the little tiny tweak, because this also connects to what you were saying around like the variation in the results that someone is going to be getting and you feeling, I mean, that's a whole separate conversation, by the way, that it tends to come up with coaches is like, you know, how do I quote unquote guarantee results, or how do I, you know, make sure that my clients are having an experience that's somewhat predictable in what they're going to receive from this program? Like, that's kind of a separate thing, but I think that is going to tie into it when you have a very third dimensional, super concrete, financially anchored type of outcome in your messaging. That you're like, you know, that's really up to the client. It's up to God when they double their income. and it's going to set the vibe of what expectations you have for people who come into your container, which is something else I would have you look at.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. Like, I've definitely got to grips with that. There will definitely be clients that will double their income when they work with me. And there has been clients who've doubled, tripled their income whilst working with me, even four times. And there will be some who don't, but that doesn't mean, you know, a couple of months after they work with me, they won't, because of the mindset foundations and groundwork that we've built together.
Yes. Okay, so what you were just saying, I find to be like the essence of the upgrade that coaches get to make in their messaging and in their onboarding and in the whole client experience, because it's very accurate what you're saying now, that your program is helping them do work that lays a foundation for transforming the way that they look at money and their investments and feeling financially free or not for the rest of their lives. And the timeline on which that happens is not really something that can be measured by the 3 months of coaching with you or the next quarter in their business or anything like that. It would be a bit out of integrity to use that kind of benchmark. And then it's going to set clients up to feel really rigid in their mindset around their results and make them difficult clients to work with, I would imagine. And so I think how could you express this in your messaging and have it feel just more aligned and easeful?
I was actually thinking just saying increase the income. So I know it doesn't sound sexy or exciting, but just that, like, so I help female entrepreneurs dissolve deep-rooted money blocks so they can increase their income rather than double the income whilst working half the time.
Yeah. And how do you feel about the last part? Again, it's a bit of that like quantifying, you know, working.
I definitely feel really, really, really good with the last part. Like, I can see that with everyone, that is definitely going to work for them.
Okay. So then that little tweak, I think, how does that feel now? Just owning that it's going to increase your income. And when it does, amazing.
A lot more easier than the first one. Like, I'm just feeling into this like sense of difficulty or dis-ease that you were talking about before. And yeah, it's definitely less.
Beautiful. So the other homework I would give you, and it's kind of, that would be opening up another conversation, but I want to mention it to you, is this idea of how you set the client's expectations before they even get in the container. I think that I'm just getting the sense of you being on the same page with the client at a really deep level about what they can expect from a one-to-one experience from you, and proactively communicating that in your masterclasses, in your free trainings, in your calls to action, like really setting the scene for someone is going to let you relax into coaching them one-to-one and let them relax into the natural ebb and flow of that experience, which happens when we're in private mentorship, and lets them get very organically great results without the, you know, rigid timeline or rigid quantification of it. That would just be, you know, almost impossible to measure, because this happens over the course of someone's life and you're planning those routes that are going to change their experience with money literally forever.
Yeah.
And just look at how you would do that in also your client onboarding. That's one more place I would have you look. When you bring someone into a container, how are you setting the stage for them and preparing them for what this experience is going to be like and what results that they could be prepared to get or not get immediately, but then see emerge in the future. And just really, I think the more we let people know what to expect of an experience, the more they trust us and the better results and the better coaching experience you both will have.
Yeah, definitely. And is that what you meant about the strategy piece of, in my content, showing urgency without the fear-based urgency?
Right. I was going to suggest either experimenting with doing a one-on-one launch, like the same way you do for a group, because I feel like you like that. And there's something about it, the energy of just being really focused for those weeks. And then just saying, you know, maybe that's how you decide to do it. And I know I do that, for example. I'll open one-on-one for a while and then it will actually be closed. I just take people for a period of time. You might experiment with that and just see if it makes it easier for you to sell as the business owner. But the deeper level is that messaging around why someone would want to make a move now versus wait, and like handling that objection upfront in your messaging and your content. And in energy, you being sold on why should they move now? I had a situation for a while where people were signing up all very last minute for my masterminds because I had a belief that that was what was going to occur. And then I challenged myself to believe, why should people sign up months in advance for my program? And once I got grounded in why that's actually the best thing for the client, and I saw the value in them doing that, that's what started to occur.
I love that. Yeah.
All right, love. We unpacked so many things here because there's so, it's like all interconnected, and you know, we could take any one of those and go down the rabbit hole for a while. But I think I just want to wrap up by checking in with you and seeing like, what's like one or two things that we talked about just in the last 20 minutes that you're really going to go and apply in your business?
Definitely. One of the things is what you mentioned about painting the picture of what it looks like, not just so it builds that certainty and groundedness in me, but in my lives, in my posts and in my stories, for them as well, that this is what it would look like working together, like really painting the picture. So it's not like such a, they're relaxed and they're comfortable, like you said. And what you're saying about the deeper reason why someone needs to make the move now rather than later. So I think that's something I'm going to think about and like try including in my copy as well, like why that they need to sign up for their one-on-one, why it would make such a big difference for them now rather than later.
Beautiful. And I think the biggest thing with that is, again, the internal grounding in you. Sometimes it's something that doesn't even need to be expressed in copy. It can, but I think you doing that work will then allow you to believe and have that, you know, the law of your universe being that people sign up now for your one-on-one and they're like banging down your door to get in because they're so ready to go because you understand why that's of the highest service for them if that were to occur. And then once you're grounded in that, it literally just tends to happen. And you can play with it in your messaging too and see how that feels.
Yeah.
So good, Jamila. Well, if our listeners want to follow you and perhaps even join this program or work with you, where's the best place for them to get in touch with you?
So they can find me on Facebook, Jamila Taylor, and on Instagram, the.abundance.factor. And yeah, I'm excited to connect with anyone that's listening. I'd love to have start conversations with you all and really see where I can support you.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being on the show today and sending
Thank you so much.
Of love to London.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Elena. This has been amazing. Thank you so much.
What I think is so beautiful about this episode is the, and what I want to underline for you guys is the simplicity of the messaging that let Jamila take that breath. Take that moment to just go, oh, that feels so much more aligned and so much more accurate. It wasn't that fancier claim or that the program promise of we're going to do this so that you double your income. It was like, oh, right. There's this tiny twinge of misalignment with that. And that's not actually what it's about at the end of the day. And I don't want to claim that. I don't want to own that. And actually the simple version of just, we're going to help you increase your income is so much more believable. It builds so much more trust with your audience. And I want you to know that if you've been struggling with your message or, you know, packaging up an offer, it doesn't have to be this big claim, this big promise. In fact, what I know to be true about premium clients and coaching clients in general that are really good to work with, that feel good and get great results, are the ones who come in from an offer that's like, hey, we're just really going to work on this one thing. You know, Jamila could honestly say, hey, we're going to look at your ancestral patterning around money, and we're going to do healing work around that. And that for you for the rest of your life is going to clear out and reshape your relationship to money and your confidence and your ability to invest and to attract clients in your business. And that would be more than enough. That is exactly something that's grounded and believable. And it's not really fancy marketing. It's just honest and clear. And those are the things that our clients believe in and that they buy. So that's really it today, guys. I just want you to know that it's better to be clear over being clever, and that the narrower your gap in your messaging, for example, you're not promising oh, in this container of 6 weeks, I'm going to help you completely revolutionize your relationship to your sexuality and to your partner. And we're going to look at, you know, having you understand your menstrual cycle. And then we're going to have you do spiritual healing. And I'm going to teach you how to tap into your intuition as well. It's like, wow, okay, that is a lot for 6 weeks. And at some level, whether your buyer is conscious of it or not, they're going, I don't really believe that. Whereas if you have a 6-week program and it's like, in these 6 weeks, I'm just going to be able to help you to do deep healing work on your womb. And as a woman, that's going to open up your gateway to your intuition. Like, that is more than enough. These people will hear that and go, oh, I get exactly what this is about. And that's the journey that I want to go on. That seems really achievable. And they have trust in you. Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of Million Dollar Spirit Business. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and leave a review or shout us out on Instagram at Hey Elena Ray if you are loving the show. You can apply to be a guest on the show at elenaray.com/podcast. And you can check out our latest programs to help support you and your business at elenaray.com/programs. Thanks so much again for being here. Join me next week for another laser coaching session and some tangible business takeaways for your growing empire. See you then.